Welcome to episode 487 of the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. And I'm your host, Denise. And last week, we were talking all of the things, blog posts, we were talking about the impact that they can have for your business, how they're just as important today, if not more so than they've ever been. And we've had quite a bit of feedback about posts and the podcast through email. And thank you for all your comments. And today, I want to talk about that blog post and how you can get it to work incredibly hard for you. So not only have you written a blog post, but you are then leveraging it in multiple ways. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your company growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profits. Well, hi there, everyone. This is Denise. Hope you and yours are well. As for the majority of us in the Northern Hemisphere, at least, we're well and truly back in the saddle. It's those last few months before the end of the year. And we want to get ourselves out in front of as many people as possible. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about blog posts last week. And today I want to share with you 10 different ways that you can leverage that blog post that will help to build your awareness. Remember the buying cycle, some people who you could potentially be working with before the end of the year, never even heard of you. So you want to be building awareness with that, with those that group of people, so you can then take things forward. So before we get into that, if you're new here, welcome. Great to have you. If you are reviewing your marketing, want to know where you are, a question for you. Have you gone through our assessment? Yeah, this is our scorecard assessments. Very easy to find. It will be, depending if you are listening to this on iTunes or you're on the Superfast Recruitment blog, at the bottom you will see a note that says take the scorecard. You can actually go and take it by going to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/scorecard. Put your name and email address into it. It takes 3 to 5 minutes. And remember, this is assessing where you are from the perspective of your marketing. So we've had a couple of people that started the quiz and didn't finish it, which is interesting, isn't it? I wonder if that's what happens with their marketing as well. And it's about thinking about, do you have a plan? How are you getting yourself out? What are some of the things you're doing? What are some of the things that you're not doing? So there's a lot of value in actually going through this assessment. And this is obviously based on what works. We've been working in the sector now for, 17, 18 years this year. And we've worked with a few hundred companies now in various guises, from doing all of their marketing to being members of Superfast Circle. And the ideas in the assessment and what we're asking you to measure yourself against all relates to what's working now. So get yourself over there, put your name and email address in, fill it out. And remember, as a complimentary gift from us, you can get a conversation with either Sharon or I, and we go through that assessment with you and give you some ideas on where to get started. So let's talk about ways to leverage that blog post that I was talking about last week. Think about how many times you have spent quite a bit of time crafting what you consider the perfect blog post. You've hit publish. It's now on your website. You've maybe grabbed the link and you've shared it on LinkedIn once. And then you've watched it disappear into the proverbial digital abyss, never to be shared again. I remember several clients that we've had conversations with in the past, and we said to them, so what do you do with that blog post that you wrote? Well, I shared it on LinkedIn. What else did you? Well, I didn't do anything else with it. And that's why I wanted to actually record this blog post, because if you're nodding along, you're not alone. Many business owners treat their blog posts like a one-hit wonder, and they miss out on that gold mine of content opportunities that literally are sitting right there under the noses. So here's the truth. Creating quality blog content does take considerable time and effort, but the end magic happens when you multiply its impact through how you might repurpose it and where you're sharing it. Now, obviously, as our Superfast Circle clients, they get content from us. And I'm sharing this for you, for those of you who are not members or who may never join us, but this to give you an idea of some of the things that you can do with your content. So we discussed the foundations last week. So this week, let's dive into that practical side of what you can do with your blog posts. Now, let's start with a carousel post. Now, carousels, you can share anywhere. You can share them on Facebook. You can share them on Instagram as well, just by using different imagery. And they work incredibly well on LinkedIn. I know they went out of fashion. I think it was either last year or the year before, but they're back in fashion now. And they work really well, because what happens is you can transform your blog's key points into visually engaging LinkedIn carousels. Very easy to do on Canva, and especially on Canva Pro. So all you need to do is upload your fonts, your color schemes, and make sure that you brand your posts in that way, in your carousel posts. And then you just grab the main themes. You could even use your favorite AI tool and say, I want to create a carousel, LinkedIn carousel, from this blog post. Please give me the 7 key points in a format that I can use. And then you've got them, and you can literally upload them into a carousel, and then you can share that carousel. And what's really interesting about carousels is you notice when you start posting them, it was interesting because we were having a conversation about LinkedIn impressions and LinkedIn engagement this week on one of our Superfast Circle calls. And if you use a carousel, what is great is people love to click. They love to swipe. I do think the dating apps do so well. And with a carousel on LinkedIn, you are keeping people on your content longer. And the thing about carousels is they also brand you as an expert in your marketing. Well, how did they do that? Because somebody that writes a carousel, it's the same as somebody that writes a PDF. They are perceived unconsciously as an expert. So using the content from your blog post into a carousel will work really well for you. And at the end, you can have a call to action if you want to find out more about how we can help you with your hiring, or how we can help you get your next role, whatever sector that might be. Then you could put that at the end of your carousel. And here's what's amazing about carousels as well, is you can share them time and time again. You can also upload them into your featured section on your LinkedIn profile. So many different things that you can do with LinkedIn carousels. So, you know, it might be the 5 recruitment challenges in 2025 could be a title. Whatever your blog is, then you can create a carousel around. Now, the next really easy thing to do is video scripts. And we talked last week about AI. I've mentioned it several times in different posts. And there's a bit of a theme going on about, and people call it AI slop. And this is where you find a lot of people that they think AI is the thing that they need to use. And it is incredibly useful. However, it's useful as a tool to do several things with. Yes, it can write content, but it tends to be a bit wooden. So it does need adapting, and you do need to use really good prompts, and you do need to have your personal voice. In fact, I am writing less from an AI perspective than I've ever done. But here's the thing where AI is really useful. It's useful for slicing and dicing your content. So one of the things that we do, and you'll notice that you see Sharon a lot on video, you'll see myself on LinkedIn. If you notice that our videos, and you will spot this now because I've just revealed it, that what we do is when we've got a podcast, we've got the transcription of that podcast, and then we ask our favorite AI tool to create 3 or 4 different video scripts from that podcast, each with a different lens. Speaking of the challenges that we discuss on this podcast around attracting the clients that you want and the candidates to fill the roles that you get, it's a competitive market. And Sharon and I have taken some time away from the business to actually put together something that will help you figure out exactly where you stand with your marketing right now. Now, we've created a quick assessment specifically for recruitment, search and staffing business owners just like you, and it's designed to help you identify whether you're effectively attracting both clients and candidates with your current marketing approach or if there are some gaps that you need to address. Now, this quiz will just take a few minutes and it'll give you a picture of where your marketing is working and where it might be falling short. Because to be honest, in a market where 87% of companies are struggling with skills gaps and candidates are ghosting left, right and center, your marketing really does need to be spot on. And when you've taken this assessment, we will email you your personalized PDF. So it's personalized to you and it's related to the scores that you achieve and where you fit in a ranking. And what we know works when people are low on one score or high on another. And I think you'll find that incredibly useful too. So if you want to know and find out about your marketing, how it stacks up, then go to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/scorecard. And that will take you to a page, put your name and email address in there, and then you'll go straight into the quiz. And again, it only takes a few minutes. You know, trust me, it's worth the time, especially if you feel like you're not achieving the results that you want currently with the market the way that it is, and you really want to assess where you are so you can make some changes. So let's get back to that podcast. So, for instance, if I was to slice and dice this podcast transcription, it would probably talk about how to do LinkedIn carousels. There might be then something about using a LinkedIn newsletter. There might be about an email series. So you can see there's multiple things that you can do with your blog post content, and video scripts are one of them. And video is performing incredibly well on LinkedIn at the moment, and obviously on Instagram, and obviously you've got Facebook Reels. So again, you can get your favorite AI tool, whether it's ChatGPT that you use, whether it's Claude. So you've got video scripts there that you can use. And obviously, as I've just mentioned, you've got Instagram Reels, you've got Facebook Reels, you've got LinkedIn Reels that you can make. That's your short form content. And of course, you can create these and you can upload them to YouTube as well. And these can just be snippets, short, might be even just a paragraph from the blog post that you have put through an AI tool and you've got it to create some reels for me from this particular post. So lots of things that you can do there. Now, I know some people are, video's not my thing. You need to get over yourself, get yourself out there on video more, because that's going to be a massive game changer for you. Now let's talk about LinkedIn newsletters. Now, I know many people go down the traditional route. We've got one of our clients, this amazing newsletter that he does. He uses our content and he uses some other things that he puts in, Hot Candidate of the Week and various other things. Now, you may or may not want to get involved that much with your LinkedIn newsletter. However, if you've got a blog post, really easy to just put this into your favorite AI tool. This is where it could really help me. Say, look, I want to create this as a LinkedIn newsletter. Please tweak, alter, and edit the initial paragraph to make this more compelling from a newsletter perspective. And it can do that for you. And so therefore, you have a LinkedIn newsletter. Very easy to create on LinkedIn. You just go, there's plenty of, I think we've even got a couple of podcasts around how to create a LinkedIn newsletter on the Superfast blog. So go and check those out. So just think about your content can be your LinkedIn newsletter and you're sharing it with people. So, you know, don't forget that. Just carrying on with email as well. Remember that your blog can be sent out as a nurture campaign to your list. Now, if you're listening to this, if you're not on our subscriber list, then where have you been all our lives? Join it. Because every Friday, I send an email out, and in that email is a short summary of what's in the podcast, because I know lots of people really enjoy listening to it and they want to know when it's live, whether they want to listen to this week's podcast or not, whether it's relevant for them. And it goes out as an email every single week. And so I don't have to worry about, oh, what email should I write this week? Because it's already done for me. It's already there. I've already recorded the podcast, and this podcast gets leveraged in multiple ways. So not only could it form your LinkedIn newsletter, but could also be part of your weekly email that you, if you're writing a blog post weekly, that is your weekly email that you send out either to a client or a candidate, depending on what the topic is. Let's talk about podcasts. Now, obviously, this might be something that some of you want to do. For others, it might not be your thing, but you can also use your blog post as a podcast topic. It could be fleshed out. There could be more things that you can include in it. We do ours the other way around. I record this podcast that then gets transcribed and is then put into a blog. But there's nothing to stop you turning it the other way around. So you could use your blog post as detailed show notes, expand them into a full podcast episodes, because the research is already done for and you have a clear structure to follow for engaging video content that, you know, podcasts are listened to by CEOs and decision makers in lots of companies that you are wanting to target. So just think about that as well. The next thing, let's look at social media quotes and graphics. Again, this is something that Canva comes into its own. You could even get some expert, some Canva expert on Fiverr to create some templates for you. You could probably even do them yourselves, particularly if you've got Canva Pro. And I'd recommend that you use Canva Pro because you've got all of those images in there as well that you can use. And you can create, you can pull out, let's just say, you notice that I actually create stats. I share statistics in a lot of the posts because I'm a bit of a science geek as well. So I always like to look at the data. And there'd be nothing stopping you actually going through, and again, I'm just going to give a shout out to AI, go through and say, please pull out, act as a brand strategist, and please pull out the five compelling points from this post that I can share on LinkedIn. So you can create some social media graphics for them. Very easy to do. And again, this will help you stand out in the market and will start to make an impact. The other thing that you can do, and one of our clients does this really well, is they use, they obviously we create reports and downloadable resources for our Superfast Circle clients. Sometimes some of our clients say, oh, I really like that post that you wrote on neurodiversity, or I really like that post on DEI, or that post on getting a job before Christmas, whatever it might be. And what they will do is they will then create that into a lead magnet, into a PDF guide, into a checklist, into a template of some description. And again, you can get all of these things on Canva. And so if you've got a really good post and you think, oh, I really like that. And just to give you an idea, a few years ago, we created a series of posts on social media marketing. And I think there were four or five different podcasts that I did. I pulled a downloadable resource that many of you listening to this have probably downloaded already. Here's something to consider as well. is to use your content as direct resources and follow-up for clients, candidates, and even to have them in your email signature. So you can have a link, put in your email signature. If you're a candidate, click here to read our latest post. If you're a client, click here to read our latest post. And something that works really well, and one of our clients has been doing this for years, is when she has a conversation with either a candidate or a client and a topic comes up and she says, look, I've got a resource in this I'm going to share with you. I wrote it 4 or 5 months ago or whatever. I still think it's relevant for you. I'm going to send you a link. And what she would do is she would have all of her content, all of the links, you could have the topic titles, all of the links in an Excel spreadsheet or a Google sheet, whatever you want to do. And what she would do is she'd have that then when she's on a call with someone, she'd say, let's just say somebody it was a candidate that had some issues around confidence. Let's just use that. And what she would do is she would go along to this spreadsheet and she would grab the link and she would send it to the client or candidate. Now, don't underestimate the impact of somebody doing that and the perception that they have about what you think about them and how useful the interaction has been with you. So that is something else to think about, the content that you have. A couple of other final things I want to talk about is the content that you write. And we know that people that come onto our list, people that listen to our podcast, are damn good at what they do. And the content that you write, how about using that in your client presentations, your candidate presentations? It might be that you decide that, do you know what, I'm actually going to record a PowerPoint presentation. I'm going to jump onto Zoom. I'm going to record it. I'm going to upload it to YouTube because it'll be really useful for our clients or our candidates or on Loom or whatever you want to do. And you can do that with your content. Very easy. Again, you could use an AI tool. You can do it yourself and say, okay, I want to create an 8 PowerPoint slide presentation from this particular blog post. Please create a format for me, pull out the key points, create a call to action. And then all you have to do literally is copy and paste it into your PowerPoint presentation. And imagine what that could do for you and your branding. You could use insights, statistics, frameworks, put them all together. It really does demonstrate your expertise. And the final thing is to think about multi-platform content campaigns. Never forget going to an event in Australia a few years ago. There was a super guy there that talked about his particular marketing company at the time and what he used to do for his clients. And what he would do is he'd have a piece of content and he would leverage it in multiple ways and he'd create a full campaign around it. And as an example, it might be that, let's just say that you are going to create a recruitment trends Q4 2025 in the engineering sector. So that could be your blog post title, but then you could actually create several other things from that. You could, for LinkedIn, you could obviously do some social media posts. You could create a professional insights post. You could actually do a quick video behind the scenes of the research process that took place. You could create a carousel of the main findings. You could do a short form video that you share on all of the platforms. So Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You could even have an email with the key findings summary. And you know, could then even create a deep dive podcast. All of that could come from one post. Because I know for some of us who are engaged in the writing process, you write something, that's a really good post. What else could we do with that? And these are multiple things that you could do. So this is like your multiplier effect of content. Now, I've shared 10 different things that you could do here when it comes to that multiplier effect of content. And I'm sure that your brain is going crazy here. There are multiple things that you can do. Probably off the top of my head, I could probably come up with 20 or 30 different things that you could do with a piece of content. So start to transform your content strategy. Stop letting your blog posts gather dust on your website. Use them. Go and look at them. Because your content really does deserve to work a lot harder for you and your business. There may be some content that you have on your website that could make a huge difference to a candidate's life or a client's life. If you just shared it a little bit more. We've been sharing some client case studies and stories recently in our emails, and we've had several people respond saying, thank you, I just needed that to inspire me. We shared something about, we both support Carlisle United. When we moved up here, it was just like, oh, it's a local team. Let's get involved in the local community. And we shared some things about Carlisle and building momentum. And we've had several people say, do you know what? Your take on momentum really has helped me because I've had a tough year. Things are starting to turn around and it just inspired me. So think about how you could do that as well for the people that you're working with. So this is Denise saying bye for now, and I'll see you next time. If you enjoy this podcast and this year you are ready to take your marketing to the next level, then check out Superfast Circle. This is a unique marketing program designed specifically for recruiters and their marketeers. You get access to two virtual marketing directors, you get consultancy, you get your hand held through the whole process, training, consulting, and we provide content resources. So go over to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/join and check out what's available.